That is The Flaming Lips here on 98.3 The Penguin with Do You Realize How Beautiful You Are. Perfect song to set the stage for us to chat with our very special guest today. I am super, super excited about this new business opening up just conveniently for me right across the street from the station here. So I want to give a big warm Penguin welcome to Erica and her daughters, Alexis and Claire, from the brand new business that's about to open called Lala and Elm. Welcome, ladies.
Good morning. Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
It is, of course, our pleasure. And I'm just like the universe. I said to Erica before we got here on the air, that's like, did they climb inside my head and figure out what was needed here in this city, this growing city that's evolving and in such positive ways? So I'll stop teasing everybody and we'll let them know a little bit about what Lala and Elm is going to be. A little bit of the story of how you got to this point and are about to open this new business. So what is Lala and Elm for folks out there?
So Lala and Elm is a clean beauty and wellness boutique with Ecolux accessories. I think there's this misconception out there that you have to compromise ingredients when it comes to beauty, that you can't have something that's pure and beautiful and just as effective as it is the other two things. So this is saying, you know what, you can and you should have all of that. And it really started, so my godmother was just a huge influence in my life, just a really great testament to what a strong woman can accomplish. And she was diagnosed with breast cancer when I was in college. And I really kind of credit her to starting that journey into clean beauty. It starts with, okay, well, what am I eating? Start eating, you know, more organic. Well, then, you know, fast forward a couple of years later, I'm married and pregnant with my first daughter. And I was going, okay, now I'm responsible for two and not just one.
Right.
What am I putting on my skin? You know, there's so many hormone disruptors, endocrine disruptors, and carcinogens known and suspected. And some that are just really, we just don't know.
Yeah.
So in the U.S., there's really only about 30 ingredients that are banned, whereas in Europe and Canada, you actually have over 1,300. So huge difference. But my godmother, credit her to being on this journey. And when Alexis, my oldest, was a little girl, she called her Lala because she would sing the scales to her. So we felt it most appropriate to kind of name the store as a tribute to her, because it's really, she's the one that started us on this journey and got us to where we are today. And Elm's just simply my initials.
And it just works. It is perfect. I mean, the name, before you even know any of the story or who Lala was or is, you know, it's a great name anyway. And then when you find out the connection that she was such an inspiring person for you and to illustrate what a strong woman is like and can do, it's just perfect. And man, oh man, so many women, I think, are starting to get the wake-up call, and men and women too, mm-hmm. but obviously we women have a lot of products funneled to us through the media and everywhere that are, you know, do this, do that, put this on to look prettier, and that sort of thing. But, you know, so many women have no idea how many chemicals are in these products.
Right.
Like I've just had, you know, there's a string of friends that I know with breast cancer, and it's really starting to beg those questions. Like, where is this stuff coming from? And of course, yeah, how many thousands of chemicals are in our products in the average woman's?
Using 12 products a day.
Right. 12 products. And the chemicals in each product, sometimes,
right.
you know, the numbers just go off the charts. And we do have to start looking at that kind of thing. And I certainly have been in recent years myself. And it's just so wonderful to see someone really coming to meet the demand here in our community to be a dedicated retail store where we can go and learn and shop and find these products that are good for us and the environment too.
Absolutely. You know, it's funny. So Alexis, I always call her my strong-willed one of my two girls. And so when she was in middle school and, you know, entering her teenage years and starting to use more of those products, I said, look, I don't want you to get pulled in by these clever marketing techniques. And I said, I really just want you using stuff that's good for you. And so, you know, but the label reading is just exhausting.
No kidding.
It is absolutely exhausting. But now we're fortunate enough that there are apps out there like, you know, EWG.org and Think Dirty. And I think really, you know, Think Dirty sounds way cooler to a teenager than EWG. Right. And so she was, you know, using, I won't say what product, but it was not a clean product at the time. And I said, look, on Think Dirty. And it was like this aha moment for her. And she has done a complete 180. So I joke if, you know, I can get her to see that, that I can really, you know, help anyone see. And we don't claim to be, you know, experts, but we do have relationships with experts. And, you know, I'm just simply a mom that wants better for my children. I think that's what we all want, right?
Absolutely. Amen to that. If you're just joining us, that is the voice of Erica Mearns. She's got her two lovely daughters, Alexis and Claire, joining us here. They are about to open a brand new business, actually right here across the street from the station. If you know where Slice of Life is, at the intersection of Eastwood and Military Cutoff and Nothing Bundt Cakes, and the forthcoming new greenhouse and PT's all right there. That's where this new store is going to be. And so for folks out there that already know about this movement and to start looking like myself, you know, I've been on this mission now for a while and having to shop online because I can't find what I want here in town. So that's what's great. So for folks that already know, there's a place to go. And like you said, everybody's learning. Mm-hmm. So for folks that are wanting to learn or just like realizing, wait a minute, there's something wrong with the products I've used for 30 years, the over-the-counter and the mainstream stuff that's loaded with all those chemicals. I mean, I know a lot of folks do. I'm having to teach my own mom that, you know, by the way, bottled water, you know, the plastics and the fragrances and our detergents and things, they all are hormone disruptors.
Right.
No wonder we're seeing so much cancer pop up everywhere. I'm soapboxing myself here. It's like I told you, I'm speaking the same language from Lala and Elm. We are going to take a slight musical interlude, and we'll have more about what's going to be in the store and some more nitty-gritty fun details coming right up. Right now, it's Macy Gray singing about the beauty in the world here on The Penguin. So much beauty in the world. That is Macy Gray here on the 98.3 The Penguin singing about it. We're talking about the beauty in the actual world and all the beauty products and beyond that so many of us use. I have great special guests joining me here from the brand new store that's about to open up, Lala and Elm, that is just a breath of fresh air. And you can describe it better. We'll just do a quick recap for anybody that's just tuning in. In a nutshell, kind of what is Lala and Elm?
So Lala and Elm is the idea of you don't have to sacrifice ingredients for beauty. It's an idea of you can have, and you should really have products that the ingredients are as pure and as beautiful as they are efficacious.
In a nutshell. So everybody, many of us here learning about the products we've been using for decades and that we maybe shouldn't be using them. You were talking in the first segment too about the banned chemicals here in the U.S. is only about 30, and where Europe and Canada, it's about 1,300. Mm-hmm. Pretty typical for us here to be lagging behind in things like that. So you are about to open your doors, Busy Bee. And if you missed the first segment as well, it's Erica Mearns. She is the mom and the owner of the business with her two daughters, Alexis and Claire, joining us here as well. And we're going to talk a little bit more about like some of the products and the sunscreen. We'll let Claire chime in or Alexis, whichever. I know one of Claire's like, no, don't put me on the microphone. Please, no. Alexis was talking about being a lifeguard. In fact, we'll just jump into that now. It's not just beauty products you're going to have over there, but sunscreens is another big one. Obviously, we all living here in a coastal community are slathering on sunscreen all the time, but sometimes we're slathering on chemicals and letting them bake in the sun. So that's one of the things you're going to carry. Tell us a little bit about what you learned, Alexis, about sunscreens.
So my boyfriend and I were actually lifeguards at Carolina Beach Ocean Rescue. And one of the big struggles that we saw trying to find, we're trying to find sunscreens that, you know, weren't rubbing on super thick. You know, you weren't able to rub it in. It was really white because it was so, you know, such pure ingredients. But you also want it to be convenient for yourself too, and you know, you want to make sure that what you're putting on your body isn't only affecting you, but it isn't affecting the oceans and the waterways that you're going into. And so when we're looking to open this business, we're looking for sunscreens that are convenient. So more and more individuals that maybe wouldn't have gone to clean products because they're not as easy as more conventional ones, that we can bring that ease to them so that they can start putting on sunscreens a lot easier, but it's also not hurting the coral and the waterways that we're going into.
Amen to that. And yeah, you don't want to, I've used the mineral ones myself for a while, but you look like a mime half the time.
Yes.
So we do want the ones that, and my husband always shirks at me because he doesn't want to put that on because he looks like a mime. So yeah, we need the ones. So you guys have been doing some legwork for us to find some of those good products. So as I was saying, it is more than health and beauty products. Paint a little picture for the folks out there about the spectrum of things you're going to have in the store.
Yeah, so it's about having the EcoLux accessories in life as well. So
and the term EcoLux, let me just stop you there. For people that don't know what that means, is that a brand or is that a term?
It's a term.
Yeah,
it's a term.
That's what I thought.
So where it's good for the environment and also has that luxurious aspect, which we all love. So we're gonna have the typical beauty products that we've been speaking about, but we'll also have water bottles, the BKR, the glass with the silicone. What's the word I'm looking for? The
silicone, like insert.
Yes. Yeah. Thank you. So have those as well as a self-purifying one for those maybe that are active hikers and might be more inclined to need a drink from a stream, something like that. So we're really excited about those. We also have a sustainable swimwear line that we are carrying, as well as just some spa, like the therapeutic neck wraps and what else, girls? Help me
even
out.
Even jade rollers, things like that.
Yeah.
Just washa, all washa, kinds.
A little bit of everything. So really just that clean beauty and wellness, but that luxurious, just for the conscious consumer, right?
Right.
That's what we're looking for.
And I know you brought a little goodie bag here. So you're doing things like it's not just the products you're carrying, but your practices in the store. I mean, I see, you've got this beautiful, the burlap bag instead of plastic bags, things like that. We were talking off air. Tell everybody a little bit about the way you're running and operating.
Absolutely.
So that you're being considerate of the earth and the oceans.
So probably the thing I'm most excited about is that we have partnered with TerraCycle to be a zero waste box host. So our customers will be able to come in and they'll be able to go to our website, which will be live the first of next week. And they'll be able to see there are a few things, I think like the nail polish remover, things like that, that we cannot recycle. But they can bring those in because, I mean, we all know that a lot of times while the curbside recycling is absolutely wonderful, unfortunately, a lot of things that we put in recycling don't always get recycled. Well, with TerraCycle, it's 100%. So we're so excited that they can just bring that. We just ask that they're clean and empty containers into the store, and we will see that they are absolutely recycled. And we have a customer rewards program, which we will be launching, called the Ocean Club.
Nice.
Which each tier is, some of the tiers are mermaid, sea turtle, angelfish, and of course the top one, sea goddess, where you can actually earn rewards in our store. So you get to be rewarded just for doing a good, great thing and helping come in and recycle. So these bags will actually be available for purchase as well. But we do have some everyday ones, but even those are, post-consumer waste recycled and recyclable. Our gift wrap paper that we have is recyclable. Even our stickers, they are printed with soy-based and vegetable ink. And we've just really tried to make every effort. And I'm sure there are things, we're like everyone else, we're human, we're still learning. There are even more things that we can do better. One of the things, the girls are actually starting their own nonprofit called Coastal Creature Mission. And the idea behind that is to help with the education segment of the products that we're using every day, and not just their effects on our bodies, but the effects on the environment, especially, we are on the coast, on the ocean. And we'll hopefully, the plan is to coordinate beach sweeps as we go regularly.
Well, I mean, just you're checking all the boxes. I mean, really, really just so encouraged. How old are your girls?
I'm 19. And then Claire is, I'm 13.
19 and 13. So you girls are ocean warriors already and on the rise in honor of Lala.
Yes.
Erica was saying before in the first segment about Lala being her godmother that had a tremendous influence on her and thus is the namesake of the store getting ready to open up. So grand opening coming later in the month. Obviously, you're down to the nitty-gritty here in those final, which actually days you're going to open. Website coming soon. The store opening, the goal is Monday. Is that right?
Yes, should have a soft opening on Monday. And one thing I did want to mention too with the grand opening, which you have a sneak peek ahead of everyone, but we actually have beauty bags. And they are, it's a sustainably sourced organic cotton canvas material with our logo on it. And then it has samples, I think about from about 10 of our brands that we're carrying. So the first 50 customers that spend $50 or more will receive that as an added bonus.
I will be one of those customers for sure. I see Lala and Elm, beauty without compromise, just in a nutshell. Thank you, thank you, thank you for opening your business.
Well, thank you.
A beautiful story all the way around. I mean, from having your daughters in on it with you to your inspiration from your godmother and naming the store Lala and Elm the way you did, to all the products, to the conscientious environmental component. Just thank you, thank you, thank you. We cannot wait to welcome you.
Oh, thank you.
With open arms.
We're excited. We're very excited.
So Lala and Elm coming soon. Of course, they're going to be on Facebook and Instagram. You can follow them on social media. Website is about to be launched. A little, you know, ironing out those final kinks. And it's going to be located right over here across the street from the station. If you know where Slice of Life is and PT's at the corner of Military and Eastwood, that's where Lala and Elm is going to be. Erica, Alexis, and Claire, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Our pleasure. Now, we will keep the tunes coming a whole lot more around the corner here on The Penguin.